Seventh Shunar of Pesachim.
Ragbon wrote Shleiachim. Ragbon means dry like that. Flat. With space up. So, what is going to say? The thing is, he means wrote Shleiachim. The Lone is going to be Yad in Kondarej. Yopon is not going to say. So, Ragbon is not to say. And the thing is, he means not to say. Now there is a machlokes of opinion, the Shem of Yad Nikon and Reshit, what does it refer to? Now, Rashi says, Shem of Yad Nikon and Ravdom Kone, Shem Kech Shesavir Seich Lachir of Shik Kiva Asis and Ski Akone, Mitach and Miskap Lemailo, Vakone Keshit Lemailo, Vamachal Nichmas Seich Lemech. But, then, now let's see what Rashbam says. Ravdom, Kone 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 הסיב הסיבים לא שני הסיב, שהרי במין אלו צורך לאחר. עכשיו, מין סיבים של תתם הסבי הסיב הסיבים לא שני הסיבים, בקוד במין אלו צורך לאחר. שמו יעדים אחרב גם כל, שמתייך שתבוא לסיב האחר, או שתקים להסיב של יעקון את מיטח ונשכף לו למיילו, יקון את מישהו מיילו, מה שאני יכול לסיב את זה, כך תראה שאני שואל, גיטה שם, המיילו סמכה להי ולא הסיב הסיבים. So according to Rashi, that Shem Yad Nikon Revenshe, Sakone, relates to Kvagdan, so it should be mentioned right after Kvagdan, not after Hesed Hesed. So because the Rabbi Seidu, Piyoshu, Shem Yad Nikon Revenshe, Revenshe Tavya on Terech Tadimu, Yim Tachakim Bishal Tlakon and Eilo, Gishemati Kvart Yumi, Yim Kone Zdiya Maiko Ari Sakone, Shem Eichu Numash Kinechnos Nodech Havenshe, Ukach Nira Beinai, Tasev Zimim Kone, Yim Samchalde, So there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Rashbam. Whether the Sakone is reference to Kvagdon, according to Rashi is reference to Kvagdon, and according to Rashbam it is reference to Sibisimim. I discussed it with a number of doctors, and they all told me, all of them, without any exception, that they have many cases of Kvagdon whose life became in danger as a result of eating Kvagdon. But they don't know of any statistics in regard to eating albumin. That they don't know. But Kvagdon, they have many, many cases. Alright. Now, Isho is a bailo with bailo hesed. Why is Isho a bailo? So again, there are two shot. Isho is tzrich hesed, with melim is bailo kufo. So that's one shot. Why stammy woman does not require hesed? Because with melim is bailo. Name is Bible. So because the name is Bible, so it's not Derech, because the Seide is an expression of Chayim. So apparently, it was the Derech of men Mecherim to be Meisiv, but not of women Bnei Mecherim. Or you can say that they want to go into them, all right, if you want to say that. But that's the Messias, that it's not a Derech. Chayrus of women to be made. So Mimele, it's not the expression of Chayrus. So it's not the Pshatis, his name is Bailo Ufole. So in other words, out of respect to the husband, she's not allowed to be made. There is no Isa in a woman to be made. Since Mimele is Bailo, so she's Ufole to the husband. So Mimele, it's not the Chayrus for a woman to be made. If it's not in the Achilles for a woman to be Mitzvah, so there is no Mitzvah in the Mitzvah. Mitzvah is a Mitzvah, Seifi is a Mitzvah, because it's an expression of Achilles. And even the Rishonim who disagree with the Rav Yoh. Now the Rav Yoh says that this man has said that it's not the Derech of the Achilles to be Mitzvah. You can see, I mean, that kings and princes should be Mitzvah. So in Mele, there is no Aloha for Seifi altogether, according to Rav Yoh. And the Rishonim were Achilik and the Rav Yoh. So the Rishonim were Achilik and the Rav Yoh, so they hold that in as much as in old Deiras, it was a Derech Chayrus to be Meisiv, and then there was a Shinu. In the later Deiras, there was a Shinu, Minag Neodom, but the Chachomim were very Misakim, Heseive, because of the universal practice of Heseive by Bnei Chayrim. So Mimele, even though today, it's not expressive of Chayrus, but that is a Takone, so even though the Tav is not Chayach, but it's a Takone. That's the Tav ob der Rishayim wo achirik an der Avio, wo achirik an Avio. Mashayim kemen gabi woman. So since, his name is Bailo, so it wasn't the derech of women to be Maisiv, so me meile, they didn't come within the takone of Chayim, of the same derech. But the Shilte says another pshat. It's the same thing. Umifores b'shilte the Rav Achoye, lavdar ke yedina shel Maisiv. So again, so because the first time is that it's not the Rechius on account of Emes Bailo, and the Kohen Neshut is not because of Emes Bailo, because it's not the Derech of Noshi. So it's not the Rechius, it's not the expression of Rechius for Noshi. Now, V'Misho Yitzel Bailo, Baya say, V'Misho Chshubi, so it's Richa say, but if she's a Richa Chshubo, then she requires it. Now the Ramo, the Mordechai says, and the Ramo passes it to Aloche, and that should be announced, this Mordechai and the Ramo. Noshim shalonu kulam chshuvim. So that's what the Ramo passes. Still, the Ramo says that Noshim, they are not neig to be made. Why he says, Mishem seimchis al ravio. So how is it that just the Noshim are Simchis and Ravio and not the Hanoshim? That's a question. But this is what Ramo says. Noshim shalonu kulam chshubesei loinuag lo osei v'tnishen Simchis al Ravio. The bismah hazeh in Eichu. So why aren't men, why don't men rely on Ravio? אך לנוהג להוסי, וכל אנושים שלא נומית חשובס, מרדכי ורבי נירוחי, אך לנוהג להוסי, כי סומכו על דבר רביו, וכוסף, ובזמן הזה אין להוסי. Something that's strange. So why aren't the אנושים saying לכם רביו? The same thing if they are כולם חשובס. So apparently, you see, now the רביו שיטי is, that even Bizma Azeh there is a Chiyuv HaSeidah. But the Ravyo is not Chilik on the Mitzias. The Mitzias is, I mean the Rishay. The Ad Rishayim are Chilik on the Ravyo. But the Ad Rishayim are Chilik on the Ravyo are not Chilik on the Mitzias. The Mitzias is, as the Ravyo says, that today, so HaSeidah is not an expression of Chayus. So why do they say that even today there is a Chiyuv HaSeidah, because they hold there was a special takone. True, the takone is based upon Chayus, but it's a special takone. So even though it's not an expression of Chayus, so it still applies. So Mimele, Gabi Noshim, since the average woman, Bizman Chazal was not a Chiyuv. So that means, but Gabi, now today there shouldn't be a Chiyuv HaSeidah for men or for women. But the Rishayim were Achilik and Ravio, so they say there was a special takon. So maybe that Chiyuv remains, even though the Tam is not Chayer. So when was there a special takon in regard to men, there was a special takon. Mashayik in regard to women. So Bizman Chazal, when the Tanoim were Misake, the Chiyuv of Seibe. So at that time, so the all the Noshim were not Chiyuvets. So there was no special takon that imposed the chiyuv on every woman to be meisiv. But if they had, so if, let's say, Bizman Hazeh too, it would be the derech of women to be meisiv, they would be mechuyev. But since Bizman Hazeh, it's not an expression of chiyuv, but men is mechuyev according to the Rishayim v'Achilik and Ravyo, because there was a special takone in regard to men. So the special takone was in regard to men. But in regard to women, there was no special takone because Bizman Chazal, so not all the Noshim were Chshuvos. Now, the Chshuvos, when he say, Chol HaNoshim Shalonu Mikhe Chshuvos, so it doesn't mean because the Noshim Shalonu have a higher IQ than the Noshim Bizman Chazal. Because Chshuvos doesn't depend upon the IQ. not upon the intellectual or spiritual status. Chshuvos means who dominates. That's what it means. So Chalanoshim Shalom Chshuvos, so before the women's lived. So the women already began to dominate, apparently. So that's why it's Chalanoshim Shalom Chshuvos. How many this will have it? So in other words, actually we could argue that the Ben Tzolobi, since he's Mechuyev B'Kovet, will be made or above him, so he shouldn't require a seif. But a father is certainly Mechuyev, his son. So because of that, Ben Tzolobi, so boy is it. He boy alone. How many this will have him? I? Tosh. The Omar Abaye, the Abiyan Bimah, Rabbi Rabbi, Zagnimon Abirchet Adon. So we were living on each one's knees. Kassinel de Rabbi Eise, Omar Lomoy Trachis. We didn't get Meire Rabko, Kimere Shaman. Kimere Shaman. But Ishim involved the role, so the reason is that an Av is Meir. An Av, so every Av is Meir, but not every Rebbe is Meir. So because of that, so a Talmud is a rabbi does not require a same day, and obito mail requires it. Meisei m'haki rodo meisei, but your Talmud is a rabbi. But your Talmud is a rabbi. Is Kitanya ayi v'shulye v'nag. So that is reference a, let's say, a carpenter's Talmud. Now one who is who if someone teaches a trade to another, so that kind of economy requires it. Now the reason as to why a Talmid Rabbe does not require a seder, so it's not because Machmas the mitzvah of Meir Rabchot Meir Shomayim, so it's also to be made. Because we see Omar Abayik, Avinu Mimar, Zakim, Abichad, Adado. Ki Asinu Mibir, Avi Yisev, Omar Loitzrachis. Someone else. So he said, Loitzrachis. It didn't happen. In other words, it wasn't awesome. Now, if Rabbe had been Makti, for any of his Talmidim to sit like the Bechirin in his presence, so then it should have been awesome. So he wasn't marked. If he wasn't marked, so why was it different than Ben Tzolobi? A Ben is also Mechuyev B'Meireh, Obi. But every Av is not is Mechuyev, is not marked. Every Av is not marked. So, but here Rabbi obviously was not marked. Rabbi was the Rebbe. Rabbi would be marked, that's Rabbi. So obviously he wasn't marked. Because in his presence they did it. And they all lived on the knees of each other. So he saw that. So he wasn't marked. If he was marked, he would say. And then, if he was marked, so why shouldn't Rabbi Yisrael express himself that way? It's chachisu. It's not necessary, in other words. Doesn't matter either way. No, Moneshev. If he was marked, so it was also for them. So it was a chutzpah. So they were acting in a disrespectful way towards Rabbi. And if he wasn't, obviously he was not Makti. So he was not Makti. So why is it different than Ben Tzolobi? Ben Tzolobi, what's the reason as to why Ben Tzolobi? So the reason as to why Talmid Yisrael Rabbe is not basically, it's not because it's inconsistent to sit like a Ben Chirin in such a relaxed manner, like a Ben Chirin in the presence of the Rebbe. So it's a chutzpah. No, not because of the Yisrael. Even when there is no Yisrael, even when a particular level is not Makdim, so still there is no chiyuv of a seder. Why? Because a seder essentially is the expression of chiyuv. So in other words, we have to act out chiyuv. Suppose someone will make a show. He'll make a show that he is a mecheren. He'll lean on the bed. But he'll be he'll won't feel like a Bechayrin. He'll feel very tense. So then the Eseibe will not be a Kiyuma Mitzvah of Chayrus. Eseibe is a Kiyuma Mitzvah of Chayrus if, in other words, he reads like as a Bechayrin does, and Bizman, and Bizman Chazal, so that was the derech of Bechayrin, to read. So if he reads as a Bechayrin, and he feels like a Bechayrin. But suppose he overpowers himself. Let's say, Isha itself Bayou. So Bnei is Bayou Kufala. It doesn't mean because she's afraid, I mean, as the husband to hit her. Because of Amos Bayou, so she will not feel relaxed if she reads. She just will not feel relaxed when she'll feel uncomfortable. So Bnei, it's not an expression of Chayus. That's the reason as to why. Because if she's an Ishach Shuvah, an Ishach Shuvah doesn't mean that she's the one done it. Or she's a Titkonis. Ishach Shuvah means that she dominates. She's a dominant figure in the house. So that's the meaning of Ishach Shuvah. So then she feels relaxed. She feels comfortable when she leans, like if Ascher. But if she's not an Ishach Shuvah, if she doesn't dominate, so then, even if she leans, the husband will not do anything to her, and the husband is not even makpid. But if she's not in Yitzchak Shuvo, so she'll feel inhibited when she leans. So the melee, if she feels inhibited, if the leaning is coupled with inhibition, she'll feel uncomfortable. So maybe it's not an expression of chayus. So what we say, but Ben is loving. Because he's so regular to love him, so he always feels at home. So Mimele, it's not just that the father is meichel. In view of the fact that every father is not makti, not just this particular father, every father is not makti. And let's say if a certain father will be makti, so he will be considered as a wild person. If a certain father will be makti against his son when the son leans, so Mimele, when the son in the presence of the father leans. He feels very comfortable, he's very relaxed, he's not inhibited. Masha'in came, Talmud is a rabbi, so true, rabbi was not makbid against them. He saw them leaning on each other's knees, and he wasn't makbid, because rabbi was a very tolerant person, and he wasn't makbid. But the Talmudim themselves were uncomfortable. Why? Because the average rabbi is makbid. Maybe the average rabbi is not makbid in this particular situation because there is a mitzvah of the same day. But in any other circumstance, so a rabbi is makbid when the Talmid sits like a big man in his presence and he leans like a bechir. So, I mean, in any other situation, not where the mitzvah is involved. So he would be makbid. So the Mele, even if an account of the peculiar circumstances of the situation, because it's a Seder night, so the Rebbe is not makpid, but the Talmid is psychologically feels inhibited and is uncomfortable, so it's not an expression of chaos. So he was not mikayim any mitzvah. So that's why what a mitzvah there wasn't, it was no chutzpah, because Rabbi certainly was meichel them. He didn't say anything to them. So that's why Rabbi Yosef said, Voitzerechis. So it's all, that all shows that Derech Chayrus is not just a town. No, that's a Kima Mitzvah. And even the Rishenim who are Chilik and Rabbio, and who say that even Bizman Hazeh, when it's not the Derech of Mechilim to be Mitzvah, we are still Mechilim. Why? Because there was a special Takoneh. So they hold that since that in the time when the Takoneh was made, it was an expression of Chayrus, so maybe even though now there was a Shira Akeva Miodom, and it's not symbolic of Chayrus, so Al-Bedin is considered a Kiyum of Chayrus. But there couldn't be a Kiyum HaMitzvah of a Seide, not by way of an expression of Chayrus. That couldn't be. So because of that, we say Ishe Tovayro, Istam Isho, Isman Chazal, so was not the dominant figure in the house. You see that Isman of the Rishayim of Rabbi Ruche, so the average woman, the average Jewish woman was already a dominant figure of the house. Bizman of the Rishayim. But Bizman Chazal apparently, they were not the dominant figure of the house. The husband was the dominant figure of the house, not the woman. So Mimele, so it's not that the husband She was afraid of the husband. When he says, even Vaira, the Rashbam doesn't mean his Vaira, that woman was afraid lest her husband will slap her face. Even Vaira means respect, reverence, Imon. So Imon, the sense of reverence. So Mimele, because there was so much reverence toward the husband, that if the wife was Meisef, so she wasn't comfortable. She was inhibited. She would have been much more comfortable if she wasn't Meisef. So what kind of an expression of chaos is it? So it's only a show of chaos. So it's not natural, it's not a natural expression of chaos. So it's just a show of chaos. A show of chaos does not constitute a kima mitzvah of chaos. A show of chaos. If somebody dresses up, let's say, with a clown, you know, and with a gown, so that doesn't mean that it's an expression of chaos.
Is there anyone that is uncomfortable when he
refines with that title? What do you mean uncomfortable?
Difficult for
the
to make the
cup, I mean. No, so that's, but no psychological unpleasantness, just physical difficulty. So that's not inconsistent with chaos. But if it's uncomfortable psychologically, because of certain inhibitions, he feels unpleasant. So then, that is inconsistent with the expression of chaos. But if it is uncomfortable for him, because, not for psychological reasons, but because he's very heavy, so that word, so every movement is difficult for him. So of course, so really, on the left side is a movement like any other movement. So that's not inconsistent with chaos. Now, which Rachitzu, Meir Afchok and Meir Shomai. Now, let's see what Rashi says. Kimir Shomai, Vichsi, Esa Lishem Lot Yachotiro, Verabi Salmir Hachom. Hishwa Meir Rabbe and Meir Shomai. Now, the same thing. So Rashi says, the Rabbi Sanhedrin Chachamim, in other words, because the Chachamim are the same in the day of Cholesim Shebe Teiro, Kibi Sheikir Esa Shem Otsiach Otsiro, Pireich, so Atzibor Abba Tziro, Bidu Arash, Otsiach Otsiro, Rabbi Sanhedrin Chachamim. So Rashi, this is the Rashbam, but here the Chachamim, this Rashi, so he says, the Rabbi Sanhedrin Chachamim, Sheimeiro Natcho Kimeiro Shomai. And cases in Burakami also says, so in other words, all these Rishayim emphasize that even though the Gemara doesn't say Achibo, Arakiva, Vidora, Shemokia, Vatiro, Le Rabbeis, 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 Rabbeiso, but Le Rabbeis, Tamil Chachomim, so you could say, it doesn't have reference after the Rebbe. Any Tamil Chochem, who is not one's Rebbe. But you see that Rashi here, Rashbam, and cases in Bolokame, they all emphasize that the Chiyuv of Meire applies only to a Rebbe, not to a Tam Tochem, who is not a Rebbe. Suppose someone is a Tam Tochem, but he is not my Rebbe. So, there is no Chiyuv of Meire. And the Rambam also says that Stam a Tam Tochem, who is not a Rebbe, there is a Chiyuv to give him Kovet, but not Meire. That Meire, that's the Chiyuv of Kovet is implicit in the Pasuk of the Seva Tokom. So Tokom doesn't mean just stand up. I mean, stand up is an expression. Standing up is an expression of trivia, but it means you have to give kovet. But no meira. Meira means reverence. Meira doesn't mean fear. It means reverence. Reverence, that chiyuv of reverence is due to a rebbe, not to a Tam Chochem, who is not a rebbe. I think that Rashi is Perush and Pirkei Avos. So has two Perush. So Rashi there has two Perush. One shot is like Rashi here on Sochit, that essentially Kechotiro, the Rabbi Tom Tachoni, is reference only to the Rebbe. And another shot from another Rosh in Rashi in Birki Oves, it's Mashma, that the Chiyuv of Meire is due to everyone Tochem, not after Rebbe. But most Rishayim, they emphasize that the Chiyuv of Meire, the Rambam said it is Iram Mitzvah explicitly, another Rishayim, and Rashi here, and Rashbam here, Tesis, Burakam, they all emphasize that Meire is due only to a Rebbe, not a Tam Tochem is not a Rebbe. Unless, so that Rishayim comes out, someone is Tam Tochem Mufrad Vidwash, be there. In other words, God Lador. So then, even if he's not a Rebbe, he has a din of a Rebbe. He has a din of a Kodimot.
get it in writing. But if he's not the Talmud Chacham Mufti, just the Talmud Chacham, and he's not the Rebbe, so then there is a chiyuv of covetory, but not a chiyuv of me. Now, here, we say, because, as I said before, it's not. Now, this is mentioned by the Sheikh, that let's say, suppose someone who is not a Talmud Chacham is at the same there of the Talmud Chacham, but the Talmud Chacham, the host, is not Israel, just a friend, not Israel. So then he requires it. Why? Because the halacha that is potter of the Seder, so it's not it too. The reason is why Talmud is a rabbi does not require a Seder, so it's not it too. It's not it too. But because the Seder is not an expression of chayus, that's the reason. Not that it's a too. The Seder is not an expression of chayus. So when is the Seder not an expression of chayus? When that's the Seder not an expression of chayus? It is when there is a union of Meir. But we got it on Chochem, there is no aloha of Meir, there is only aloha of Kovet. So Meir, so a Sefer is not inconsistent with Kovet. It's inconsistent with Meir. Because Meir means reverence. What does it mean? Reverence. In other words, he has to regard the Rebbe as someone who is much superior to him. So Meir psychologically, he would feel very unpleasant if he sits like a prince in the presence of the Rebbe, for whom he has reverence, whom he considers his superior. But if it's Talmud Chochem, so he's not mechuyev to consider him as his superior. I mean, if he's smart, so he should consider the Talmud Chochem his superior anyway. But he doesn't come within the mitzvah of Kovet to consider him his superior. So Mimele, it's not inconsistent with Kovet to sit like a Rebbe. Yeah. Yes.
So the whole term being giving reverence to Rebbe is just thinking that you have to hold them up higher than normal.
No. Of course, it's not only in thinking. The mitzvah of Mimele manifests itself in thinking and in talking and in behaving, in everything. But it all emanates from this attitude. But why do we say, I mean, is there a Meir relation came here, Yamitin came here, Yachiyas Borov? So it doesn't mean that everything is a separate mitzvah. The mitzvah of Meir is to look up, to look towards the Rebbe as someone who is his superior in many ways, in a number of ways. I mean, so when a person considers another person as his superior, so naturally, he will not be disposed to be Yeshiv in Kenya. If you consider someone as your superior, you are psychologically inhibited in standing in his place, in sitting. Psychologically, without his own. But here, all the halachas of Yeshiv in Kenya, Yamid in Kenya, Yisrael as well, Yachia as well, so Yoshim Achirim, Kishim Rabbe, so Yisham Yishmon, they all emanate from this attitude of reverence. But all these things are required. But why are these things required? Because they naturally emanate from an attitude of reverence that the son has taught his parents or that the Talmud has taught his rabbi. And that attitude is obligatory. But as far as the statement is concerned, so it doesn't depend upon the chiyuv of Meir. Vorai now Gemara in Abayi. Iboyu shamishu toshma. Yavar Moshiach Leibli hashamishu ochel kadayis matze kishu meisev yot meisev eini moi meisev lei shmami no boyesev shmami. But it was Abayi. Why? If the whole aloche, the Talmud of the Rabbi Tzorach HaSeidah is based upon the Yisea, so there is certainly no aloche of Meire on the part of the waiter towards his boss. I mean, there is no such aloha. The answer is, the reason is why Talmud Rabbi Tzorach HaSeidah is not because it's inconsistent with a certain mitzvah. No, because of the Meire that is due from the Talmud to the Rebbe, So a Talmud in the presence of the Rebbe is psychologically inhibited. So the Gemara is not Baye. A waiter vis-a-vis his boss is not Mechuyev Vimeire. But maybe psychologically he's just as inhibited. It's reasonable for him to be just as inhibited as a Talmud in the presence of the Rebbe is. So the Gemara says, now, so the question is, so why is it? Is it because a waiter is not inhibited? He's not inhibited. So then to follow, suppose Tevav Mirodom can change? Now suppose, I mean, the human nature will change and the respect from the waiter to a boss will be so great, I mean, that there will be much more inhibited, you know, to sit in a relaxed manner as a dechirin in the presence of his boss than it is for a Talmud to sit in the presence of a rabbi. I mean, suppose human nature will change in a double way. I mean, in one way, it's more likely to change than the other way. Suppose, I mean, a human nature will change that a Talmud will not feel inhibited in the presence of his rabbi in any way. So will that mean that a Talmud will be mechuyev v'seideh in the waiter, who on the contrary will not be mechuyev the same day? Nishtanu teva miodam? No, it's not like that. Because when Gemara asked the kasha, Shabbos Shmai. So if the shayla had been a shayla of mitzias, he is a waiter in the presence of his boss, so overtaken by awe and reverence that he is psychologically inhibited and he feels unpleasant in sitting in a relaxed manner as a dechirin, or not, so then the Gemara sensa should be, it depends upon the particular waiter. So, I mean, there could be waiters who probably, I mean, standing such awe before the boss, I mean, that they couldn't even concentrate on figuring out how much 2 times 2 is. So, why is there a general aloche that Shamish, it applies to everybody. So the answer is, it doesn't, the attitude of the particular Talmud, of the particular waiter in question, is not important. What is important is whether this attitude, of course, we can visualize many waiters who have such awe and reverence for their boss that the mamish could not concentrate in the presence of their boss if they sit in a relaxed manner. But that wouldn't bother them, what they say, because if they have this attitude, so it's an irrational attitude, it's an unreasonable attitude. Maybe I shouldn't say irrational. I'm not a psychologist, I mean to say irrational. So I'll just say unreasonable. So it's an unreasonable attitude, it's a silly attitude. So maybe if this inhibition and the feeling of unpleasantness in the presence of the boss is unreasonable, so then it doesn't matter. So then it's not inconsistent. It's not inconsistent with an expression of chayus. When is it inconsistent with chayus if this attitude of unpleasantness and of being inhibited in the presence of another person is reasonable? So that's why we say Ben Itzlovi. Now Ben Itzlovi Torah say. Now couldn't we visualize a son who has such awe and reverence for his father that the mamish could not be comfortable in the presence of to sit in a relaxed manner in the presence of his father? We could visualize, but even such a son who has a certain emotional problems and who is very, very uncomfortable in the presence of his father, he is also mechuyev the same day. Because if he has such an attitude, so it's his problem, so it's unreasonable on his part. He doesn't take it as a normal person, as a normal son. He doesn't have a normal attitude toward his father. Because a normal son, the average normal son, feels relaxed in the presence of his father, even though he is mechuyev, be made all the relaxed. So if a certain son feels unrelaxed to sit in a relaxed manner in the presence of his father, so it's an unreasonable attitude. So if it's an unreasonable attitude, it's not inconsistent
with chaos. But where it's reasonable, then it's inconsistent with chaos. So Talmud with the Rabbi, it's reasonable to feel unrelaxed in the presence of the Father, to sit as a Bechir in the presence of the Rebbe. So it's reasonable to have this attitude. So Mele, it's inconsistent with chaos. So it's no Kima Mitzvah of chaos. So that's the value. So in other words, the Mele doesn't say it depends upon the particular waiter. No, it doesn't depend. All right. Shmami. Shmami, you're going to say the Shmami. Bifnei Rabbi Yisrael Hasei. Nireh Dov Yibiru Rabbi Nami Yitzom. To Igora Mirabi Achim. Miyu Stamo Milami. So at first they said that Obibu Rabbi Nami Yitzom. To Igora Mirabi Achim. But then takes his chese. He said, Miyu Stamo Milami Yitzom. Kidam Yitzom Tertam Yidush. Shabbat Yom 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 mit dem Schwamm mit dem Ohr. Mach dir auch ein Koma, mit dem Lob, mit dem Zoll, ich hasse, so nach wo es Tese ist Chese. Tese ist Chese. But how will you explain it? On the basis of one day, how will you explain it? After all, I mean, just because the Ben is not only a Ben, it's also a Talmi. So because of that, he is Mechuyev less in Kovet and Meire than a Talmi, who is just a Talmi, than not on the contrary. He is bound by two Chiyuvim of Meire. The answer is, it doesn't depend upon the mitzvah of Meire. It depends upon the psychological attitude, the reasonable psychological attitude, not the unreasonable psychological attitude. The unreasonable psychological attitude, so it's not shaykh. I mean, sometimes you have a certain man who, for one reason or another, feels very inhibited in the presence of another person. Not because he's superior, he just feels so. So that doesn't mean that he spot out of a safety in the presence of another person. All right. The Omar. All right. Just this is the Omar. The Omar be sure that Noshim Chayobes the Alba cases alone. Sha'afin hoyu beisarek. Now let's see how Rashi explains it. Rashi explains it in the Rashbam. Sha'afin hoyu beisarek. Kida amrinom misanoshim tikkon yeshe beitzi adon gov. Vichim gabi mitchon zhul anami amrinom hoche. Vimishum dal bi esten gov. Vichim gabi nechamit. Vimisech shab. So the reason is why Noshim amrinom is because afin hoyu beisarek. But if not for the time of afin hoyu beisarek, so then Noshim would be Ptoret. Why should it be Ptoret? Because it's the general principle of Mitzvah Shazman Gome. Mitzvah Shazman Gome, Noshim is Ptoret. So we see from all these Gemores, we see that the clause, that Mitzvah Shazman Gome, Noshim is Ptoret, applies not only to Mitzvah Shazman Gome, the Raises, but it applies to Mitzvah Shazman Gome, the Rabbon, because there is a Rashi in Boches, which is the other way. So I mean, so for all the Rishonim Achilik on the Rashi. So there are other Rishonim, but this Gemara is also a Rishonim. Now, Abba Kinses is a Mitzvah Rabbono, Abba Kinses. Abba Kinses is a Mitzvah Rabbono. And still, all right, we come to a Rishonim, can say each other, especially the Dibre Kabbalah, and especially the Dior. So he is the Dior with the Rishonim. But Chanukah is Abba Kinses. So that's certainly the Rabbono. And we have to resort to the town of Avenis Anes, otherwise we would be potter. So we see, so that's a kasha against Rashi and Moach. So we see that the aloche of Mitzvah Shazman Gome, Noshim Ptoret, is applied even to Mitzvah Rabbon. But we have in Machlokes, two pshatim, what between Avenis Anes. So Rashi says Avenis Anes is because they have a primary role in the world. The primary role. But, and then Rashbam, Shafim is an Edom, is a Seike, is Hanoshi, is Kondi, is Shoyd, is a Gomi, Gom, Yechein, Gabi, Mikom, Gil, Om, Rok, Vishim, Dov, Yester, Am, Yechein, Gabi, Hanko, because of Yehudi. So it's also, so they have they play the primary role in the rest. But, there is another Shafim, So let's see the cases. Holy days on earth, pierced by form. So, shall Yoga Miga, the Chayim Gilet, al the Est, or the Chanik al the Yud, because the Af Mashma, Shayim and Mikhe. So then, the more she would think, I hate Holy days on earth. Hate the Holy days on earth. They are the primary, they have the primary role in this, more than men. So, they, the Shalom Gol is, Shafin Hoyo Bin Sisoki, Mashma Basis Akon, the Hashi, the Harigo Abu. The old Amino also not work. So, this is Shafin is not a business because they were responsible for this. They were involved in it just like the men. They were the same Sakon. So, then this says, the old Amino Victorin Sisuke, Apotam, the Afin Hoyo Bin Sandy, Kibisuke Shafin. Hosom the Essay Rider. Aber da auch geht es dir abonno und dick du gar mir noch hin. Gib mich ja heute nicht an. So geht es, dass die Kasche, wenn die Zehn Kasche in die Zehn kann, geht es mir hier, in other places also. So, but there is a variance between this is Peretzia and this is Peretzia here. There is a slight variance. So the Kasche is, why do we have to resolve? So, no, not why do we have to resolve. That's the Kasche, that's the other Kasche, the case of Peretzia. But this discussion here, individually, now, since there is a law that I think no Yisanet is Nechayot, Noshi, even as man come, so Noshi should be Nechayot in the midst of Sukkah, in the midst of Sukkah, so it's because I think no Yisanet. So Teitzle says, this is the parents, because that's the right. In other words, the whole cloud, that a fellow Ibris and Es is Mechayev, Noshim, even though it's Man Gome, is only Shayach in the Rabbonim. But it doesn't apply to the Raisis. It only applies to the Rabbonim. It doesn't apply to the Raisis. So, and Tzuki is into the Raisis. So, the male, even though it's a fellow Ibris and Es, so Noshim must look to it. Now, in Megillah, Teitzles mentions another text by Rabbi Yosef Ish Yerushalayim. No one has any more to do yet. Here I think that's another kasha. Besides this kasha, why this kasha is why I'm not sure to use a psuki. But there in here, so besides this kasha, this is another kasha. By matze, we say no shilamu for everybody. Why? It seems to say, I'm going to use a psuki. So you never say, חוץ שיש לי מרתיחות חומץ, יש לי ביקום אחר מעט. יש לי ביקום אחר מעט. So, since נושים המוזר, המייסר החומץ, זה גם מחוי יביא עשר מעט. זה סרט לך ש, why do we have to resort to the special דרושה, כל שיש לי מרתיחות חומץ, without the special דרושה, כל שיש לי מרתיחות חומץ, אחרי מרתיחות חומץ. So their case is, gives a similar text. Similar, but not the same. In Yishleima, Yishum Hai Tai Melo Yishai Velo Yishai Velo Yishai Velo Yishai Velo Yishai Velo. There is a difference between the washing here and the washing here. Because here they say that Athena Yishanes has a bearing only on Mitzvahs the Rabbono, not on Mitzvahs the Reis. In Yishai they say, I think not that I think only this has applied only to Mrs. Rabbono, not to Mrs. Rabbono. From the Russian of Texas and Gilead to Mashma, that I think only this is a sufficient term to be Mechayev Noshim, even in the Mitzvah the Rabbono, but only the Rabbono. So the reason as to why we have to resort to a posseg. Of course, to be advised that Noshim HaMechuyev Midrayis in the Matzah. If not for the Droshe, they still would be Mechuyev, but only in the Matzah, but only in the Rabbon. You see, this is what Teisha says in here. But from the Russian of Teisha here, it's much more different. That if not, in other words, the same parents, the Teisha, all right, here Teisha doesn't discuss that part. But the Russian of Teisha, could be used as a character on the other kasha also. In other words, what does Teitzel say? Teitzel says here, 그게 벌써 배에서 내가 있고 하루 봐도 디스크가 벌어 디스크가 무너진 기분이 쇼리 있잖아요. So this is why we are that word